Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. It's a Wednesday here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view. All right, here is the rundown of topics I'll be talking about today. This is my favorite time of year, college basketball. We're going to have college basketball games from now to the end of March. So, we got NKU, who played last night, Xavier, who plays tonight, Ohio State, Louisville, and my Bearcats. They all play later on this week. By the way, I'm going to B-Dubs in Coleraine to watch the Bearcats. So if you guys are around there in the Coleraine area about 1 o'clock, stop in and say hey. All right. NKU punched their NCAA ticket last night with a win over UIC 71-60. This was the Norse third time in 4 years going to the NCAA tournament. Now, it was fun watching the game last night. The Norse fans showed up. There was way more Norse fans there than there was UIC. NKU was rolling into this game, into the tournament, I should say. They had won 14 out of the last 17 games. Tyler Sharp led the Norse in points with 16. But it just goes to show, like I've said on multiple shows on here, how great a college basketball area this is and the fan bases. Yes, we have a ton of fan bases. You got UC, Xavier, Louisville, Ohio State, Kentucky, and now you got Northern Kentucky. But they showed up. That's what's so cool. I mean, there's a lot of people in this area. Yeah, we're quote unquote a small town, but in the tri-state Cincinnati area, it's pretty big. And there's a lot of college basketball fans, and they are nuts about their teams. Kind of like me with the Bearcats. But that was really cool just watching NKU. Their coach was ecstatic. It's his first year as their coach after taking over for the legend, John Brandon. But John Brandon did a great job getting that whole program set up, going into Division I for the first time. And their coach is very happy. He said he's been there as a player, as an assistant coach. This is his first time as the head coach. The players, some of these players have been there, you know, this will be their third or fourth time there. So it's not going to be scary, or not going to be too bright for them. I do think this is going to be kind of interesting. Dayton's most likely going to be a number one seed. They could be the number one seed overall. NKU could be a 15 seed. Now, just thinking out loud here, how interesting would it be if Dayton took on Northern Kentucky in the first round? That would be interesting. That would be, especially in this area, we'd have some serious fandom going on. Because I was listening to Lance McAllister. I said nothing to do with NKU, it's Dayton, but Dayton area, they are rabid Flyers fans. Their broadcaster, the radio broadcaster, I can't remember his name, went on Lance's show last night, and they do a weekly coaches show, just like everybody else does around here. And they do it at a local restaurant there, and they have a specific room that they do it in. Well, I think the show is at like 7 or 8 o'clock. People get there at like 4 to get tables for at 8 o'clock show. So Dayton fans are nuts. So I know they are going ecstatic, but that would be very, very interesting if it's Northern Kentucky versus Dayton. All right, you got Xavier in action tonight. For the third time, they're taking on DePaul. That is on FS1 at 9:30 tonight. Now, Xavier isn't doing so hot. How will they respond and bounce back after two brutal losses to Providence and Butler? And Butler was on senior night. You guys got to have fortitude and will and show up. I mean, you've beaten DePaul twice already. Beaten them a third time. I don't care what team it is. Beating a team three times in a row is difficult. But I do think Xavier will be up to the task to take care of it. So again, that's tonight, 9:30 on FS1 for all my Xavier fans. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. So if you got like a rental property that you're sick and tired of taking care of, and tired of fixing stuff, and tired of the tenants, and tired of this, call T Properties up. They'll take care of you. All right, let's get a rundown. Now, like I said, Xavier's playing tonight. Everybody else is later on in the week. Kentucky, they are playing at 1 o'clock on Friday on ESPN to be determined who their opponent is. Ohio State versus Purdue is 6:30 on Thursday. That's on the Big Ten Network. I said Dayton Flyers. They got to find out who they're playing, but they're playing at 12 o'clock on NBCSN. And Louisville, again, they had to find out who they're playing. They're playing 9 o'clock on Thursday on ESPN. All right, now this is Wednesday. And if you're new to the show or you've been a regular viewer, on Wednesdays, I call it my sports hump. You know, yeah, Wednesday is kind of like the hump. To get over the hump and go down, slide down to the weekend. So I call it a sports hump. You know, what's the thing that's either happened in that day to help you get through it, to slide down to your sports weekend, or the thing you're looking forward to for your sports weekend? For me right now, I don't think you need a sports hump. You got college basketball every day. This is by far my favorite time of year. Two reasons. College basketball, obviously, and Reds baseball is about to start. So, and my birthday is in April. So you got from beginning of March to the beginning of April, it's college basketball and baseball starting up. It's a great time of year. So if you got an idea what your sports hump or what you're looking forward to this weekend, tweet me out, Facebook message me, sports with strawberry ice. All of them are under that. Our Twitter handle is Jeff A. Trenopol at TRENNEPOHL. All right, I kind of figured if I was going to talk about this or not, but everybody's talking about the coronavirus and all this. I'm like, well, what's that has to do with sports? Well, things are starting to get canceled. I mean, the Ivy League canceled their basketball tournament altogether because of the coronavirus. The governor of Ohio has come out and said that, you know, he advises that we don't gather in public places. So my thought with the NCAA tournament, I could totally see them playing these games in empty arenas. As far as I know right now, Big East tournament, all them are still going to be there. AAC, there. I mean, everybody's, as of right now, is not going to play in an empty arena as far as the conference tournament goes, or conference tournament goes. Well, I'll take it back. The MAC, they're playing in an empty arena, so they already did that. And like I said, the Ivy League, they canceled theirs altogether. So, my thought is, okay, say you play the games, you play with, you know, nobody in the arena. Well, people are still going to gather, not in as big a place as an arena, but still going to gather in their houses, at their local bars or restaurants. You're still going to be doing the same stuff. You're just not going to be in as big an area. So does that make a difference? Is it not? I don't know. I'm not an expert. I hope they don't cancel it. I hope if they play it in an empty arena, at least they are playing the games. So wash your hands, take care of yourself. And that's my PSA for the week. All right. I got some Facebook groups here that I always like to mention. And like I said, we always have some great conversations on these. We have Bearcat Country, Bengals Nation, and Reds Country. Now, if you're on the YouTube channel watching me, or if you got this from a Facebook link, which most of you do, do me a favor. Get onto YouTube, get an account, and subscribe to my show. I'm at 147, I think, is the last time I looked. Trying to get that up higher, you know, as high as I can get. And if you're on the podcast, give me a subscribe. If it's on Apple Podcast, give it a 5-star review. I greatly appreciate it. This is my hobby. I love doing this. This is great. I hope you guys like it too. And if there's any ideas or show topics or anything you want me to cover, like I said, tweet me out. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. Like I said, Twitter handle is Jeff A. Trenopol, TRENNEPOHL. And that's just sports, baby. Got the bear. I can't wait for the Bearcats. See you guys.